BBC News. Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh. Kamala Harris has urged the United States to turn the page on drama and division in one of her final pitches to voters ahead of next week's election. Speaking in front of the White House, in the same place Donald Trump goaded his supporters to march on the Capitol, Ms. Harris said the country had for too long been consumed with chaos and mutual distrust.
This election is more than just a choice between two parties and two different candidates. It is a choice about whether we have a country rooted in freedom for every American or ruled by chaos and division.
She described her Republican rival as unstable and obsessed with revenge and unchecked power. Ms. Harris said she represented generational change and promised to walk into office with a to-do list instead of Mr. Trump's enemy list. A man who attacked the husband of the former US House Speaker Nancy Pelosi at their San Francisco home has been sentenced to life in prison without parole by a California court. David DePape bludgeoned Paul Pelosi with a hammer after breaking into the house in October 2022. Mr. Pelosi, who's 82, was knocked unconscious and required treatment for a fractured skull. The US State Department has warned of consequences if Israel implements a ban on the main UN aid agency for Palestinians as a humanitarian crisis in northern Gaza intensifies. It comes as the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has written to Israel's Prime Minister, reminding him of the legal obligation to provide for people in occupied lands. US State Department spokesman Matthew Miller said UNRWA played a unique role in Gaza.
We have made clear our concerns over this bill. We have made clear our opposition to this bill. As the Secretary said in his letter, and as I reiterated yesterday, there could be consequences under US law and US policy for the implementation of this legislation.
Ukraine is to draft another 160,000 men into the army as a Russian offensive in the east takes more ground. Parliament in Kiev has approved a three-month term for the mobilisation. James Waterhouse reports.
Ukraine's mobilisation law is seen as deeply unpopular and controversial, with drafting officers, sometimes known as olives because of the colour of their uniforms, often feared by Ukrainian men concerned about being called up with no notice. Nevertheless, Kyiv's demand for soldiers is still seen as more important than how its methods are viewed. A security official announced 160,000 would be added to the million men already mobilised. With superior numbers and more resources, it is in the eastern Donetsk region where Russia has been concentrating its soldiers and achieving its greatest gains.
BBC News. Bolivia's government says dozens of people have been injured in clashes between the police and supporters of the former president, Evo Morales, in Santa Cruz province. The authorities say protesters threatened to use dynamite against the security forces and tried to prevent the access of ambulances to the area. Mr. Morales is involved in a power struggle with President Luis Arce. At least seven people are missing after torrential rain caused flash floods in southern and eastern Spain. Pictures on Spanish television show mud-coloured waters sweeping through the town of Latour, pushing cars through the streets. The local governor said rescue workers were using drones to try to find those missing. The Chinese space rocket has lifted off, carrying three astronauts on a mission to the Tiangong space station. The team will carry out experiments to further China's goal of placing astronauts on the moon by 2030 and eventually building a lunar base. Among the crew on board, the Shenzhou 19 rocket is China's only woman spaceflight engineer. Beijing has poured billions of dollars into its space program over the past decade. Leroy Chow is a former NASA astronaut.
China did launch their next crew. I believe this is the eighth crew to their space station, which started within 2021 with the first module launch and the first crew to go. So they're showing a steady cadence and maturing operations in low Earth orbit, continuously keeping a crew aboard their station. And so they're making very steady progress towards their future goals to put their astronauts on the moon by 2030.
The Los Angeles Dodgers are taking on the New York Yankees in their fourth clash of the Major League Baseball World Series. The game is due to kick off shortly at New York City's Yankee Stadium. The LA Dodgers are one win away from clinching their second World Series title, having won the first three games. BBC News.